Grace, thanks so much for the time. A non-league win against William Smith just a couple of days ago, and now you've helped your team win four in a row. If you could pick just one aspect of your team's play during this winning streak, what do you think it would be that's helped you rack up those W's?
I think coming in the second half of the season, we have a bit more confidence, so everyone isn't panicking as much as we were in the beginning of the year with the puck and seeing the ice better and more confidence to just like go to the net and shoot the puck and score some goals.
You notched a pair of goals in the win, and you've got 15 of them already on the season, and that ties the single-season school record that you set a season ago. What does reaching this benchmark again mean to you?
It's pretty incredible, actually. Last year, I never would have thought as a freshman coming in, my first year coming in, I would have set a record like that. But right now, going in, I think it just shows as a how great we're doing. Like, I'm not the only one on the ice scoring goals, really scoring goals, but for me to have 15 goals already in the season just shows that as a team we're playing really well offensively and really getting the puck in the net.
The scary thing about that too, you have 10 more games or more than that left here on the season schedule. I mean, did you think you'd be able to reach that mark already just 14 games into the year?
Not at all. I honestly had no clue. I'm about to be tied with the record going into our last couple games, but it's pretty crazy that we have so much more season left to go, and I've already had that money, I guess, yeah.
Grace Schnorr, our guest here on BTL, junior forward for the SUNY Cortland women's hockey team. How has your offense improved from last season to this season, you think?
Well, for the majority of the season so far, I was on the same line as I was last year, so that helped a lot. We were really comfortable playing together. And we just knew where each other were, where to put the puck to have success. But a lot of the freshmen coming in this year are really talented, and they really want to be here. They work really hard, so they're also helping us a ton with our scoring and with our play overall. So, I mean, our team this year has a lot of potential because of our freshmen coming in, which are a big help. So I can't wait to see what we're going to do.
I was going to say that now that you're an upperclassman and you can kind of be the leader and recognize what the younger players are doing on this squad, how much of an impact do you feel like they have made so far, and how rewarding is it to know that they really are contributing to what's been a dynamite start to the season?
Yeah, it's pretty great. Seeing them come in with all like the fresh energy, they are happy to be here, happy to be on the ice every day playing hockey. I mean, Danica Darnigan, she's from Syracuse too. She's been playing amazing as a freshman. She has like a 10-game point streak right now, maybe even more than that. Like, I'm pretty sure for freshmen nationwide, she's up there with points right now. So she's doing really well. All the freshmen are really contributing. And, I mean, no one really thinks as a freshman they're going to come in and be that impactful. But I think all of them are doing a lot for us this year and pushing us forward in the right direction.
We're chatting with Grace Schnorr of the SUNY Cortland women's hockey team, junior forward for the Red Dragons. She joins us here on BTL. What is the dynamic of this team now that you guys have 10 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie? What do you think has allowed you to reach double-digit wins at this point in the year?
Our team is really close. I mean, we all respect each other. We have a lot of team rules that we follow to keep everyone in line. But I mean, as a whole, we're all friends. We get along really well. We have fun coming to practice every day. And I mean, the season's so long, so if we weren't enjoying it, we probably wouldn't have success. But everyone likes someone that we can see each other. I mean, as a whole, it's nice to see your teammates when you come into the rink knowing that you're going to be here from September to March almost.
It's so wild because I've been following, you know, the local sports scene here for quite some time, and to see the ups and downs this program used to have, and now to see the stability and the winning that Coach Filiguera has provided for the program. How would you describe his coaching style, and what's made this program get back on track into a really good direction?
Oh, yeah. Coach has done a lot for our program, really turned us around. He kind of like is on the outside a little bit. He lets us do what he wants, but then he knows when to like stick in, guide us, like push us in the right direction. He's not too overbearing. He lets us have fun, lets us be creative. But, I mean, he's been coaching for a while, so he knows when he should insert himself, when he shouldn't, when he should pull us aside and tell us what we're doing wrong, what we're doing right. But I think he's doing really well for the program.
when it comes to the action on the ice and specific plays and X's and O's and whatnot, what do you feel like he really emphasizes the most with you and your teammates? Is there anything specifically?
Lately, he's been working on us driving to the net more and more, battles in front. We have a lot of rebound opportunities that we're not quite capitalizing like we should. So lately, we've been really working on driving to the net and getting bodies in front to try to put the puck in the back of the net more and just get their scrappy goals and grind it out, whereas other teams might want to be more fancy. He just wants us to work hard and just grind it out and get the puck in the net.
Chatting with Gray Schnorr, junior forward for the SUNY Cortland women's hockey team, our guest here on BTL. She has tied her single season mark with goals scored in a season already, just 14 games in. You're from Camillus, and you kind of alluded to how some of your players are from the Syracuse region, the greater Syracuse region. Why do you think it's been such a hotbed for developing talent, and especially talent that tries to go out and play at the next level?
Yeah, I mean, I think women's hockey is growing as a sport all over, but around Syracuse, and just like, I guess around Syracuse, yeah, there's quite a few women's teams that are around, they're building, their programs are growing, people are coming from a little farther to play for teams in Syracuse, so it's cool to see people local come and play together and find success in Cortland, which isn't too far away, so everyone's parents can still be a part of it.
That's just it. It seems like it's a really true, like, New York State sort of thing because of where you're from. You know, some players are from Cicero, some are from Messina, Buffalo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm kind of curious, going off of that then, what specifically brought you to SUNY Cortland? What was the selling point? Do you remember what that was?
Honestly, my program for academics is really good here, and I guess I'm sort of a homebody, so I didn't want to be too far away, but academics is probably the main reason, and just like Cortland as a whole is a very sporty, like healthy school, I guess. So just the vibe in general is pretty good.
I believe it. Gray Schnorr, our guest here on BTL of the SUNY Cortland women's hockey team. The new HL is tough. It's a really good league with a lot of good teams. Plattsburgh, Oswego. What is the mindset going into a really tough stretch now where it's just league game after league game after league game, knowing the talent that you and your teammates have, but also knowing what you're trying to do within the standings?
Yeah, so everyone knows that Plattsburgh is the top team, they're the team to beat. So our goals right now are just to get the highest seed possible within our conference. That way we have the best chance of they can get back to a conference final and maybe even knocking Plattsburgh out and seeing what we can do. That's the goal for most of us now. Everyone's coming in saying Plattsburgh is the team to beat. They're in the back of our mind all the time. We just want to win the most amount of games in conference. We have the best chance for that.
Yeah. When it comes to you personally, you just mentioned the team goal, but when it comes to you personally, what goals have you set yourself for maybe this season at the beginning of the year, or maybe goals that you've set for yourself for the remainder of the season? Anything?
Well, obviously the record most goals in the season was a goal of mine this year, just because I broke the record last year, so I mean, might as well keep going and
scoring
more to beat that. But I mean, just keep producing on the ice, not always about individual success, but team success is huge too.
Hey, Grace, we wish you continued success on what's been a great start for you and your team. And thanks so much for a couple of minutes here on BTL. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you for having me.